5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
I think it's good enough. Okay, would you tell me your full name?
Bobby.
And you live in what town is this?
Fayetteville, Arkansas.
And what county is it in?
Washington.
What is your address here? And were you born here?
I was born at...
That's here in town?
Here in Fayetteville.
And when were you born?
August the 14th, 1937.
Which makes you 39.
Right.
What would you describe your occupation as being at present?
Well, I just finished a school at Minneapolis, Minnesota for Foley's Sharpeners School. Sharpen doctor's instruments, carbide tips, carbide saws, hand saws, circular saws, and whatever.
But you've done a number of other things, some of which we've just been talking about.
Yeah.
I wonder if you briefly recap what those have been.
Well, by a lot of folks, I'm considered a troublemaker, you know, which I got involved in an early age in some community changes or pattern changes that have been developed in Fayetteville for quite a while. Pursued an education that would allow that to happen, but in the process of that, finding all the ins and out of it, you know, didn't.
Some of that was because of the sort of peculiar nature in the first 12 years of school, wasn't it?
Yes. I finished the ninth grade here at the age of 14, and in order for me to go to high school, I had a choice to go to Hot Springs or Fort Smith, which about 3 years before I was in the ninth grade, kids had started to go to Fort Smith, and there was a large dropout problem in the amount of kids that went down there and didn't continue and whatever. There was an army camp in Fort Smith called Chaffee, which it was functioning about 100,000 to 150,000 soldiers, you know, in that town population, which was pretty hard for young folk, 14 to 15 years old, to be on the streets there in Fort Smith, you know. With just that function alone, that's why I didn't want to go to Fort Smith to school.
Would you explain why it was that you had to go off to high school?
Well, we had a school that went to the ninth grade. After you went to the ninth grade, you either quit or, you know, you just found your job of washing cars or cleaning up somebody's house or something like that. That was all that was open. They were having a problem because more kids were going to school and staying in the ninth grade. The first year that Fort Smith School was available, there was something like 7 kids that went to Fort Smith.